Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Good morning, it is 9th October 2018, and Donald Trump likes Taylor Swift, but 25% less. After the singer endorsed two Democrats in November's midterm elections, while we, on the other hand, like two people less by 100%. The first is the Sanskari rapist Alok Nath and the serial harasser, a union minister and a one-time editor, M.J. Akbar. Wild comedy group All India Bakchod, or the AIB, told Tanmay Bhatt to step away from being the CEO for not doing enough about sexual harassment cases, and also sent Gursimran Kamba on leave as digital entertainment platform Hotstar announced the cancellation of the third season of On Air with AIB. It seemed the earthquake of Me Too triggered a tsunami which just didn't stop at them. While Hindustan Times has asked Prashant Jha, their chief of bureau, to step down, and inquiries were initiated across several media boardrooms, including that against the Hyderabad editor for Times of India, K.R. Srinivas. On one hand, you have this. And on the other, you have Chetan Bhagat being obnoxious. But as more women found courage to speak about the sexual predators, the two shocking episodes yesterday were that of Sanskari rapist Alok Nath. Of all the hashtag MeToo stories that have emerged so far on social media, writer, director, producer Vinta Nanda's account of being raped and violated is perhaps the most harrowing. She reveals that the actor who allegedly raped her first harassed the lead actress on the sets of Tara, Navneet Nishan, not named in the post, and that his alleged conduct got so bad that Miss Nanda and her production associates decided to let him go. Pressure from the TV channel ended with Tara going off air abruptly and Miss Nanda's other shows being cancelled as well. Then came Vinta Nanda's personal and terrifying trauma. The actor raped and brutalized her, she says, in her own home, and he did it a second time as well. For nearly 20 years, it has scarred her. Well, not sure what the outcome will be. We do really hope that there is some kind of action against this fake Sanskari. Unless this is the culture that he reflects. The Me Too movement, ripping across several newsrooms in India, has also reached the Narendra Modi government, with a journalist naming former editor and junior external affairs minister M.J. Akbar. Quote, "I began this piece with my M.J. Akbar story, never named him because he didn't do anything," journalist Priya Ramani tweeted, referring to an article she wrote for the Vogue magazine in 2017. The Vogue article was an open letter to Dear Male Boss that referred to a purported job interview in a hotel room in Mumbai that appeared to have taken place in 1994, as the age of the boss then was put at 43. The account said, quote, "I escaped that night, you hired me, I worked for you for many months, even though I swore I would never be in a room alone with you again." Unquote. Well, it wasn't the only instance around him. Another account by an unnamed writer in First Post, a news portal, narrated misconduct by the editor of a national daily in a hotel room in Mumbai. The author did not name the editor, but said he holds down an important government job. The account said in conclusion, quote, "I cannot not call him out in this climate because ensconced in his important job, he seems to believe that he's protected." Unquote. Now the question that needs to be asked is, what will the Prime Minister of India do? Well, in an environment like this, when women are finally reclaiming power, guess who is scared? Well, when it comes to ganging up against women's rights, all religions share a common repressiveness, for which they are willing to come together to keep the sanskars alive and support each other to keep the power equations always tilted in their favour. Changana Serai-based Catholic Federation of India, an independent body consisting followers of the Catholic Church, will launch an agitation demanding the ouster of the nuns including the nun who has accused Bishop Franco Mulakal of raping her at a convent in Kerala. The president of the Federation, P.P. Joseph, on Monday alleged that the convent has become the camp of those who are working against the Catholic Church. The Federation is also planning to conduct a march to the convent raising these demands. Slamming the move by the nuns to launch a second phase of agitation in Kochi, Joseph said that this goes on to show that the nuns were a mere toy in the hands of those individuals who are against the church, antisocial elements, and some terrorist groups. I think he attended one of Amit Shah's classes. The Federation has also come out in support of Sabarimala devotees. They will be conducting an evening dharna on Friday, demanding the intervention of the state and central governments to overcome the verdict. And while we are on temple, it may be a good time for the Prime Minister to make his way to as many as he can. For if not much, at least the Supreme Court will hear a PIL on this matter, and the cases aren't really helping the Prime Minister as well. For instance, Vineet Dhanda came to the Supreme Court to clear the air on the ignominious and profligate allegations against the Prime Minister. And then he ended up listing most allegations the Congress had leveled against Narendra Modi in the Rafael deal. The bench of Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi and Justices Sanjay Kishan Kaul and K.M. Joseph listed the matter for hearing on Wednesday, when another petition filed by Advocate M.L. Sharma is also likely to come up. Sharma petition has sought quashing of the Rafael deal as illegal and the prosecution of Modi and then Defence Minister Manohar Parikkar. And on to international news. Not that you have used it in the last year or so, but you do know once upon a time something called Google Plus existed. Well, finally, Google is shutting it down for public and will only focus on the business side for now. Well, no biggie there, except Google said that a bug in its software meant information that people believed was private had been accessible by third parties, and Google said up to 5 lakh users had been affected. Well, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, the company knew about the issue in March but did not disclose it, making Google and Facebook share the same elite table of, well, liars. Shortly after the story was published, Google announced that it will shut down consumer access to Google Plus and improve privacy protections for third-party applications. And moving on to a different story, in Mexico, police are investigating a couple who's been arrested for transporting body parts in a pram in connection with at least 10 murders. At a hearing following the man's arrest, he allegedly confessed killing 20 women in a suburb of Mexico City. Investigators have found body parts in the couple's flat and at another nearby property. They were kept in buckets filled with cement and in a fridge. Well, those are the main news for the day. Well, hope your day is better than that of Hubble telescope. Well, remember that? Well, the telescope is not being able to point in the right direction. Well, some like the Finance Ministry of India. The device had been expected to fail at some point this year, but the surprise came when a backup did not kick in properly after Friday's failure, according to NASA yesterday. Well, as a result, Hubble remains in the so-called safe mode and all science observations are on hold. And that's all from us. Have a lovely day ahead. Goodbye from TakeApart.in.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.